Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Ha'azinu Shlishi, the third Aliyah in Parshas Ha'azinu. Today's discussion is on the topic of plenty and decadence. Our Aliyah is six psukim long, running from Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel to Yud Ches. The basic summary of the Aliyah is as follows. This is where things turn around, unfortunately. Hashem told us, took us to the land, brought us to the highest parts of the land, referring to Israel, and allowed the nation of Israel to eat the best of the fields. They ate the fat of the cattle and the flocks and the best of the field, but as a result, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat, they became fat, they kicked out, they rejected their Creator. They angered Him by introducing all kinds of abominations. They brought sacrifices to demons, to new forces that were not even known by their elders. Sur Yolad Chateshi, and they forgot the rock who begot you. They forgot their Creator. What a terribly sad point. Notice the Aliyah actually ends in the middle of the line. Now it's no longer that even the syntax is even and symmetrical. It ends in the middle of a line, almost indicating the sense of breakage. Now, that's the pasuk ends. Now, let's a few basic points to ponder in looking at this Aliyah, and that is the following. First of all, is when would this happen? What is this prophecy referring to? So Rashi refers to two eras of plenty in the nation of Israel, both which bore unfortunate consequences. One was during the times of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had expanded the kingdom of Israel incredibly. The boundaries to the north, to the south, he had trade with the Phoenicians in the north and the Africans in the south, and he had international relationships. Israel was incredibly successful, people paying taxes and homages to Israel, people visiting Jerusalem from all over the world. And at such a point, that success bred a certain sense of decadence, which was not very healthy for Israel, led to a split in the kingdom. And then the other period is the times of the 10 tribes. Not clear when specifically Rashi is referring to, but with two eras that can be pointed to is the times of Ahav, when he expanded the borders of Israel, and the later Yeravam II, Yeravam ben Yoash, also tremendous material success at that point in time. This is when Yeshayahu was really starting to tell people that there are problems in society. Those are the two eras that precede a distraction. What did they do during these periods that was so angering? So Rashi says, to avoid all kinds of indulgences, witchcraft, licentiousness, homosexuality, all kinds of things that fall into that category. And Rashi says, he goes on to say, that also they introduced new deities that even the non-Jews did not themselves have. That means to say that, yes, the Jews got involved in the Canaanite types of deities and pagan service, but then they themselves brought into their pantheon even things that the Canaanites themselves didn't have as well, which generally seems to be a trend. The nation of Israel, wherever they go in the diaspora, not only do they try to become as much like the Gentiles around them, they try to outdo being Gentile more than the Gentiles around them, you know, and they take it to the next degree, which even the Gentiles say, well, that's a little extreme. That seems to be generally the pattern of the Jew. The Ramban says that this is adding insults to injury because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of this for us. And not only do we reject Him, but we brought in other, we'll call it worthless forces, as if that stone, that stick, that that force was worth it. It was a nothing compared to anything, and especially compared to Hashem who did it all for us. That's the insult and injury over here. Now, is getting fat, by Yishman Yeshurun, is that inevitable precursor to sin? Rav Hirsch says, and it's so powerful, it's just worth listening to the actual quotation. Rav Hirsch says, words which reverberate across Jewish history. He says, in the suffering, the Jewish people have mostly proved themselves splendid, that it has seldom been able to stand good fortune. What terrible words, which are so true about Judaism. To continue the quotation, this is the history of Israel. It did not use the abundance and surplus with which it was blessed to increased spiritual and moral achievements, not to the fuller carrying out of its mission. Its moral improvement did not keep pace with its material good fortune. Such a true statement about Israel. Israel, unfortunately, even in numbers, has done better under persecution than under success. The Sforan takes it in a little bit of a different direction, saying that fat over here is a metaphor. You are a nation of ideas. You're a nation of values, ethereal, specific, precise ideas. And then you got involved in the material world around you. Tangible, gross, fat, not precise, not ideas, convenience, enjoyment, indulgences. These ideas are antithetical to the fine ideas of what the Torah is supposed to lead us. Not conspiracy theories, not fattening ideas, not the coarseness of the society around us. No. fine ideas. This is the metaphor of Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. Why is Israel called Yeshurun? So the first time Israel is called Yeshurun here, why is this the term used when describing their failure? The Ibn Ezra says perhaps it means from the word Ashurenu, which means to see. But he rejects that and he says, really it comes to the word Yashar, which means upright. And then actually Ibn Ezra says, as a little bit of a pun, he says, V'yashra ba'ina, this pshat, this idea of it being Yashar, meaning upright, is best in my eyes, Yashar. Rav Hirsch explains, that's precisely the point. We are a nation who have embedded in us the true north, Yashrus. When that is forgotten, overlooked because of material involvement, when it's too alluring to be involved in the material and material good around us, then even the physical contentment that we're looking for falls flat, because our values are replaced with passions, our ideas are replaced with convenience and indulgence. But we should remember that get the possible calling that we have, which is Yashrus, Yeshurun, even at the moment of failure. This concludes this Aliyah, the failure, unfortunately, of Israel. We now see the repercussions in the coming Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.